Have you ever had a hard time getting your finances squared away and knew you needed some help? You're either in a bind or you're just stuck in this rut. You're making some progress, but you want to build that momentum that you have. So you might search online to find a site, podcast, or some kind of financial expert. And maybe you read the post, download the show, or watch the video session. But you still need something else or someone else to get you started or to keep you motivated and focused on your goals. You might give someone a call, make an appointment, and go over to their office to discuss your finances. But what if they came to you? If you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, you have that option. Meet Marsha Barnes in the Finance Bar. She's here today to share some tips on how you can start and build up some momentum with your money.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Marsha knows a lot about taking charge and helping others with finances. Her motivation in creating the nonprofit Finance Bar was to address a need she saw with financial literacy and education.
I think many times in the personal finance space, we talk to a community of people that are either upper class, middle class, but then we start to somehow forget about the people that they did everything right with their money, but life still happened. It could either be a disability. Someone got sick. It could be a husband and wife, but they had one spouse passed away. It could be a layoff, unemployment, all of those things, Elle. So I thought about, what about people that are now in women's shelters with their kids or entire families that may be on the streets or that are in shelter? No one just signs up for a life like that. And I'm sure that if you talk to many of them, you will quickly realize is that if they could do things differently, they would. Or if they had an opportunity to do things differently, they would do that also. So it was important for me to not forget about that percentage of my community and of our population in general. If you go to a shelter, they're not going to be able to travel to you, right? Mm-hmm. They don't have access to internet and Wi-Fi and laptops and many things that we feel that are just basics to our everyday life. So it was important that I didn't forget, you know, I didn't forget about their story. But then I also had two parents that were laid off that did the right things with their money. I'm not saying they had a whole lot of money just sitting around or tons of money or they just came into money, but they did all the right things with their money and they both were still laid off. So yet again, life still happened. So when I think about the mobile aspect of it, it was just me wanting to focus on, don't forget about anyone. You know, make that your, if this is your mission, if personal finance is your mission to teach, then don't forget about them. And then in Charlotte, Elle, and I'm sure you may be aware of that, is that Charlotte has a very huge population of food trucks here. Yes. And now it's, you know, mobile fashion boutiques. So that buzz is really here. So I figured that, you know, I could now also put finances, not necessarily on a truck and cook, but I could definitely make it out of a financial literacy hub somehow. And that's just what I decided to do.
As she's worked with clients in the community over the years, Marsha's created different resources to help others get a better handle on their money. Besides the mobile hub, she's created an app to help manage expenses and a blog that includes tidbits of practical advice and encouragement. A recent post of hers covered 20 tips on how to gain financial momentum. It's a great post you'd want to bookmark. I asked Marsha about it and some of her favorites on the list. And the first one she talked about was the question, why?
Well, I think the first one for me, Elle, would be find your why. So that was one of the 20. And I think that it's important to know because when you're on a journey just to do better with your personal finances in general, there always needs to be a why behind it. So if it's saving more money, well, why do you want to do that? You know, what are you saving for? If it's to get out of debt, then, you know, what's your purpose for getting out of debt? You know, if you really want to boost your credit score, you know, what is that? Is it because you want to purchase a new home or what does that look like for you? Do you want to be debt-free when your kids grow up so you can have, you know, much more disposable income to help them out more? Because when you have a why, you're setting intention around working towards something, you know, instead of just expecting you to throw, you know, clay to a wall and expecting it to stick. Because if there's no mission around it, Elle, and you have no reason about why you're doing something, then you typically don't get results from that. It's just like waking up going to work every day. Well, why do you go to work every day? Either for your career or to make money. You know, there's a reason why you do, you know, it's a reason why you do it. So I think that would be my top one.
I completely agree with Marsha. I think it's vital for couples to sit down and really discuss not only what you're going to do, but why. For some people, it's about getting a little more security or feeling more comfortable with where their finances are, again, to prepare for those moments in life that just happen. And for others, you might feel that more freedom, either with work or just having that breathing room and that option, is why you're working towards these goals. I know for us, we're looking at having a little more freedom with our schedule, more options, so we can spend more time with our kids, our congregation, and in the community helping out. And once you two have found out what your why is, it would be a good time to take some stock about where you are now with your finances and situation.
The next one would be to face the facts of your situation, because while they may be facts, they are only temporary when you decide to make some type of movement with your personal finances. So face the facts. And I think that's why a lot of people don't like to talk about money or don't like to talk about finances, is because they're just fearful of what that looks like. So you're either fearful that you don't make enough money to pay your bills, or you're no longer going to be able to live the lifestyle that you're accustomed to when you start to adjust your habits. So I think that one is important.
The great news is that there are plenty of free and low-cost options for you guys to get a very clear idea of where you stand financially. And that frees the two of you up to look more at the bigger picture rather than nitpicking over the small, minute details. Because this shouldn't feel like a huge chore, but rather that you're working together towards a goal and enjoying yourselves. That's something that Marsha believes will help you too in the long run.
Embrace the process. Learn to really love talking about personal finance. You know, anyone that's in the finance space, I think there's a reason why many of us enjoy talking about it. I know, number one, for me, it's very therapeutic. And not only when I work with other individuals, but it helps me. It helps me to stay accountable to my finance goals. So that's why I find enjoyment around it. I also find enjoyment around it because it helps me to understand what can my husband and I do to do better, right? We have a son in college, so then it's now teaching him. How can he do better? So find enjoyment in embracing the process, because when you really learn to love to talk about it, then it just makes it that much easier for you.
As you two are talking about money and becoming more comfortable with it, you'll notice that the topics naturally shift. You're no longer looking at living paycheck to paycheck and getting out of debt, but you're starting to see something bigger, something with a longer range. And Marsha describes it as developing an appetite.
And the fourth one, I would have to say, acquire an appetite for financial success. So move beyond thinking about the basics. You know, I want to have the basics to live. And as long as I have a home and shelter and water and transportation, I'm good. You know, think beyond that. Think about being abundant when it comes to money. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have more. And I think a lot of times it's taboo to say, well, if you want to have more money, then that's a sin or that's just greedy. That's not always the case. I think we just become accustomed to living a life of just going to work, coming home to pay bills, and that's all we're able to do. But when you're creative, Elle, and you really learn to focus on your personal finances, that's when you really learn to understand how to make your money work for you. So it's okay to acquire an appetite for financial success. And we have to move forward from thinking that we shouldn't say that or we shouldn't talk about that, because I definitely don't think that's the case. So I would have to say those are my four favorites out of the entire list of 20.
Thanks again to Marcia for giving some of her favorite tips. You can read all 20 on her site, The Finance Bar, where she has some fantastic resources, including the app I mentioned, but also a members club. She's created an online community for women who are determined to transform their financial lifestyle. So if you have a few minutes, please check it out. And I also want to give you a heads up. We're going to be doing a family and finance series on the podcast starting in November. We're going to be looking at sensitive and significant situations and topics that you may face as a couple but don't know where to start from, such as who takes care of mom and dad? How do you decide who's going to be the main care provider for your parents? And speaking of big changes, how do the two of you navigate a huge transition without losing your money and your sanity? And something that could definitely be stressful is talking to your spouse about not enabling a relative who is abusing their generosity. And finally, with parents, we'll be looking into how do you get your kids to be responsible with their money beyond giving them allowances, and how do you help them to grow and learn without spending needlessly. But that's not all we're going to be talking about. I really want to hear from you. So if you haven't already gotten the survey, please go to couplemoneypodcast.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I will send it to you. There's still time. I want to get all your money questions. You don't have to share your name if you don't want to, but I'm bringing in financial experts and couples who have gone through this. That way you guys know the tools that are out there and maybe get some ideas on where to begin. I want to help you as much as possible. And if you haven't already, please go ahead and subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. I don't want you to miss these episodes. You can get them as soon as they're released. It's free and it's easy. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Check us out there, or you can chat with me on Twitter or Facebook at Couple Money. The feed is also available on couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will talk to you later. Until then, take care.